The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is appealing for $137 million to assist 3.3 million refugees internally displaced and host communities in the Horn of Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. Text in 321. 6 years of drought in the Horn of Africa have turned fertile fields into barren dry lands, killed thousands of livestock, and forced millions of people to leave their homes in search of food. The World Food Program estimates 22 million people face acute hunger across the Horn of Africa, around 8.3 million of them in Somalia. The spokeswoman for the UN Refugee Agency, Olga Sarado, says more than 322,000 are on the verge of famine.
The famine has so far been averted in Somalia, mostly due to stepped-up humanitarian response. People continue to battle life-threatening food and water shortages resulting from massive losses of harvests, livestock, and income. Local commodity prices also remain at an all-time high, out of reach for many.
She says the confluence of climate and conflict in the region is worsening an already dire humanitarian situation. UNHCR data show more than 1.7 million people are internally displaced in Ethiopia and Somalia due to drought, and more than 180,000 refugees from Somalia and South Sudan have crossed into drought-affected areas of Kenya and Ethiopia. Serrato says aid for people fleeing this climate catastrophe is scant. Kenya's Dadaab camps are full, and she says newly arriving refugees are forced to live in the outskirts, deprived of what little assistance there is. She says people displaced by conflict and drought urgently need help to survive. She also says protection must be stepped up for women and children, who make up around 80% of the displaced and are most at risk of exploitation and violence.
Both women and children, they have to trek long distances to access water and shelter, and they are most of the time arriving on their own, and this, of course, increases the exposure to gender-based violence. And also, we know that many children have been forced to drop to school to help their families earn income.
Serrato says money from the appeal will provide shelter, water and sanitation systems, health care and nutritional assistance for women and children. Cash assistance will be prioritized for the most vulnerable, which Serrato notes will allow them to supplement their food needs. That, in turn, will encourage traders to make food and other necessities available. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The famine has so far been averted in Somalia, mostly due to stepped-up humanitarian response. People continue to battle life-threatening food and water shortages resulting from massive losses of harvests, livestock, and income. Local commodity prices also remain at an all-time high, out of reach for many. Both women and children, they have to trek long distances to access water and shelter, and they are most of the time arriving on their own, and this, of course, increases the exposure to gender-based violence. And also, we know that many children have been forced to drop to school to help their families earn income.